Representative Kimberly Daniels says her bill's constitutionality is based on a 1963 U.S. Supreme Court opinion, as long as the courses are taught objectively.
House Bill 195 protects constitutional rights of students to be free from impermissible religious instruction by requiring an objective study of the Bible that does not convert or evangelize students.
Daniel says that means curriculum created by her bill would have to follow state and federal guidelines regarding religious neutrality. Some committee members pointed out different versions of the Bible are used in various religions. Daniel says students can choose between translations.
School districts would offer elective courses on Hebrew scripture and the Old Testament. A student can choose whichever Bible translation, Hebrew or the New Testament, that they would like to study.
But Representative Anna Eskamani challenges the idea of having religious objectivity and neutrality with courses that are based on one religious text.
I just struggle on the point that Rep. Hogan Johnson made earlier about religious neutrality with one book. It just doesn't seem like that connects to me.
Eskamani also asked Daniels about texts from other religions being offered under the measure.
My family's Iranian American. Majority of my family identifies with Islam. Would you consider adding the Quran to your bill to be a friendly amendment as another holy book that can be taught objectively to your language?
You're recognized.
No.
Meanwhile, Representative Chris Latvala says students can benefit from the Bible's historical offerings.
There are students that want to take this and they want to learn the Bible from a historical perspective. You can learn a lot of history in the Bible, secular history as well as religious history.
Representative David Santiago, who ultimately voted yes, was among those concerned about a funding source. He asked Daniels about it during the meeting.
Is there a funding mechanism that's going to follow this, either in a separate bill or later on with this bill, to help the schools pay for the curriculum?
No, not at this time.
Despite Daniel's insistence that the measure can stand the constitutionality test on the strength of an opinion from the nation's highest court, one of her colleagues disagrees. Representative Jennifer Webb was one of the three Democrats who cast a no vote.
I did find 9 federal court decisions, including one from Florida, ruling that public school Bible courses were unconstitutional in whole or in part. In Gibson versus Lee County, which is a decision from the Middle District of Florida, my district, the court invalidated the Bible history course of the New Testament because it could not conceive how the resurrection of miracles could be taught as secular history.
Several representatives are asking Daniels to modify the bill because the statute it looks to change does not apply to charter schools. The measure will next head to the Pre-K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.